Okay, so my friends Billy and Omar, this is Billy over here and Omar over there, were wondering how I did this picture. I use a software called GIMP. It's like a free Photoshop. And right now I'm going to show you how to make this kind of fake picture. There's three clips of him and four clips of him, and let's see where this goes. Okay, so you want to save the picture from this kind of thing. You do not want to save the picture from here because the picture will be that small. So you want to save it from here. Okay, this program is called GIMP. I will put a link in the descripto for the to download it, but you can just Google it and just put GIMP. Once you have all your photos, go to File and Open Layers. Open as layers. Go to your place where you saved it as. I saved it as. Just wait till it does. Now, after they're all open, here's all the pictures. You will want, well, maybe if you want a set background, but you can always add a picture as a background. But I'm going to set a picture as a background. It's this photo here where he is landing, but I'm just gonna not touch that one until my final cut. I'm not gonna make a final cut because I already made this picture, but still. So there's like these eyes right here where you can view it. But to erase, you want to erase the outside of the person's body, and then with this this rope-looking material right here, you just go start from the top and down at the bottom, and then if you go around something, it will not erase that object or that specimen or whatever. If you press delete, it will turn white, but usually you don't want it to turn white or any color of the foreground right here. So you would want to right-click and add alpha channel, and then press delete again. After that, press right-click, select, and none. After that, you do that multiple times. Okay, and then finally you get to a place like this. Where it has all the pictures of the different layers, but afterwards you want to like do one by one. So I'm gonna do this one. You want to erase like mostly everything around that. So get your erase thing and just maximize the out. So wait, if it's not on the layer, you have to highlight the exact layer you're on. So it doesn't erase the other layer. And then just erase all of that around there. Do, 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 do. And then erase around him if you want. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, and then once you're close to the body or whatever you're doing on, you should get a soft brush and zoom in. You can zoom in by this button over here. And I would go to 200, and you'll get this, and then just put the size of the brush down, and then you just go along the ridge of the body or whatever whatever you're doing. And you want to do that multiple times on each picture you're doing. The alpha channel is a transparency channel, so it's invisible. The black and white check the gray and white checker, the gray and gray checkers are transparency. Okay, here is the I erased the background. It's not a very good cut, but it's just an example. So there's one picture. I'm going to delete that one because it's messed up. And so you do that for multiple times. To make this quicker, I'm just going to delete that one. But you want to get your layer and then just move it to a specific object or whatever. You can also change the opacity, which is the transparency or the fade of the specific object. Like if I take the background, I can erase that like completely with the opacity without deleting the file. So that's gonna be whole, and I'm just gonna make this opacity like 50 or 70 or whatever. So it's like a ghost kind of looking thing. And the regular picture is there's four clips of him, but to make this quicker, I just made one. So that is how you do it. Thanks, Omar and Billy, for this request. And I will see you people next time I make a video. Okay, thanks for watching, and I hope this helped. Bye-bye.